Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com here with a name you know. Hot Sauce Tracy Williams. How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic, Sean. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Living in some wild times right now, and we haven't seen you in the ring in a while. How long has it been since you went this long without having a wrestling match?
I had a lot of time to think about that. I haven't been away from actually physically wrestling for this long since I broke my arm pretty early on in my career in like 2010, and I ended up missing like 8 months of wrestling, it's still the longest I've gone without doing it. But you know, it's different when you're recovering from an injury. It's like, obviously you can't be in the ring. Like you have this like focus that you're just like, you know that until this is sorted, I shouldn't physically be doing this. But it's different when you feel like you could, like, you know, physically be doing it, but for other reasons you're prevented from doing so. So it felt even longer this time.
You mentioned that you dealt with a pretty rough injury last year. I believe it was a torn labrum.
Yeah, it was a torn labrum in my hip, and yeah, it was rough. But it's like, you know, injuries are part of the whole thing. Everybody deals with them. It was kind of one of those things where like you say something in an interview and then it like becomes like suddenly like the focus of the interview, because it's like one of the two things they decided to like write up and feature as a headline. But like, really, I looked at it and I was like, oh man, I wasn't trying to make an excuse or like whine about anything. It was just was what it was. So. Like dealing with injuries is like it's a constant thing for every wrestler, unless you're super lucky that, you know, that you don't have to do that.
What do you want the headline of this article to be?
I don't know.
Just so you know, in the past, I have had Hornswoggle about 5 feet away from Ethan Page look directly at Ethan Page and say, I want the headline to be, Ethan Page will never make it in the wrestling business. And then Zack Ryder specifically asked me to not make the headline, Zack Ryder says Mojo Rawley is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real concern. You never quite know. Like, it could be, you know, the littlest one-off, like, comment that just comes off the top of your head is suddenly, like, you know, being, like, reposted and retweeted by, like, all these accounts. And it's just, like, it's a weird thing. But I don't know. We'll see. By the end of it, maybe it'll be, like, I don't know, something that ends my career. Hopefully not.
I think we'll go with Tracy Williams says Stokely Hathaway was the greatest inspiration in his wrestling career.
I could think of worse things, to be honest, to be the headline. But yeah, if that's all we got to deal with is inflating Stokely's ego a little more, then, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, off the air, we spoke about Dan Severn. On the air, we spoke about Stokely Hathaway, just talking about some of the greats, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, they go hand in hand.
Exactly. So Ring of Honor back in action with the Pure Tournament. How do you feel about this? This is a little bit of a different type of match, type of rule set than what you usually get in pro wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think, like, it sounds weird, but I think, like, rules make, you know, things interesting. A lot of people would think like you take away all the rules and all of a sudden like anything goes, anything can happen. But like in any sport, like the strategies that people use are based on the rules, you know, like it's otherwise it would just be chaos. And so like what makes, you know, if you watch a basketball game, if there were just no rules, I don't know, you wouldn't have as many like dynamics in the way that the game can go and everything. So yeah, it's an interesting spin on it. And I think it works great for, you know, what I do. And with these rules, it's like when you talk about like the rope break, so you get like three rope breaks and then, you know, after that, the ropes can't save you anymore. It may sound like, I don't know, sort of a little rule that's just going to like make things more sort of like monotonous or whatever. But like, if you think about it, once those rope breaks are up, then anything goes in the ropes. So it's like, you know, just because there are more rules doesn't mean that it's more contained. It's just a sort of different playing ground.
And I like that. It allows for just something a little bit different. I mean, I know ROH anchored a lot of their, especially their early success on a style very similar to this, and plenty of guys in that tournament that are looking to not just break out, but people who have already broken out, like Jay Lethal is in that tournament. What are you looking for out of this tournament besides the championship? Like, have you ever wrestled under this rule set before?
I mean, technically yes, but it was a match that went like 5 seconds. It was me and Chris Dickinson. And we were so in the middle of like this whole like dramatic sort of rivalry between us that we weren't at the point where we were looking to wrestle each other and compete. So it was, that match was about like, I don't know, 10 seconds of closed fists and then that was it. So technically I have, but like I've never actually gone full in on these rules before. And as far as what I'm looking for out of the tournament, I think it's like for everybody involved, it's this amazing opportunity to like make something for yourself in a very clear and obvious way in Ring of Honor. Because I feel like, you know, something I've struggled with since I've been here is sort of like the chaotic atmosphere of, you know, there's so many different things going on. There are like so many, I've been attacked from behind so many times. I've like gotten into like, I've had like 4 like street fights since I've been here, which is like the most like street fights I've ever had in my career. And so like, you know, there's been all these like sort of distractions and like detours on what I really came to do. And now there's like this like clear opportunity of like, all right, it's a wrestling tournament. We're going to get, you know, a bunch of like the best wrestlers in the world and put them in a tournament and see who comes out the best in this competition. And so like, that's like the perfect environment. It's like all I could ask for. And it's like such a great stage to just have, you know, a clear path of these like singles wrestling matches where I can really show what I could do. And you know, that's an opportunity that I'm not taking for granted.
So I remember you popping up in Ring of Honor, I think it was maybe November-ish of 2018. Were you signed at that point, or was that kind of you coming in and showing what you could do?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't signed until February of 2018, I think.
2019, right. Wouldn't it have been?
2000, yeah. February 2019. Yeah, sorry. Years are hard.
How did the process come about? I'm really interested to hear that, because you had been there a few times, so obviously they liked what they saw.
Yeah, but it was exactly like you were saying. It was an opportunity to show what I could do. You know, like there were no promises, no guarantees. I mean, you know, I came in just on a sort of show-to-show basis as, I guess, sort of a tryout period, you know, is how I was looking at it. It was never said that way, but I think anytime you sort of get an opportunity with a company like that, that's how you have to look at it. And so they gave me some really great matchups my first couple of times there, which was great. You know, I had Jonathan Gresham in my first match in the company, which
survival, you know, of the fittest. Yeah. I think it was a qualifier.
Yeah, which was a great way to start. I think they liked what they saw. And then next time in, I had Zack Sabre Jr. on ROH TV, you know, as an unsigned guy, still with, you know, no promises, no guarantees. And it was after that, when it started, you know, to get to the end of the year and everything, where, you know, we got into more talks about it. And it wasn't until February where I actually signed a deal, which is, I don't know, it was an interesting path. It was a turning point in my career for sure, because, you know, I was still very active on the independents, and it was like, a sort of fork in the road of, you know, continuing on that path or signing an exclusive contract with a company that I felt was like a real opportunity. And I still do. And I'm glad I took the path that I did, and I'm glad that it's working out.
How was that situation for you to parse? Because you were one of the more active guys on the independent wrestling scene for a very long time. Switching that and categorically changing your schedule, probably changing your life.
Yeah, for sure. It certainly took some adjusting because, you know, when you're active on the independents, you're busy. You're everywhere every weekend, and having to sort of keep those relationships up and lock down those dates and really sort of advocate for yourself in that way. And it changes when all of a sudden you're part of a roster that is filling out a set schedule across the year. And you also have a lot more downtime in between, which is beneficial to your body, of course, and to have that rest. But it's also, you need to find ways to not get rusty, because having those reps week to week on the independents really, I think, helps you stay on top of your game. And so it was definitely an adjustment with the change in the schedule to sort of find different ways to avoid sort of losing that momentum.
So when they had brought you all in as lifeblood, and I don't just mean you and Mark Haskins, I mean like the wider group with Tennille and Juice Robinson and Finley, you weren't under a contract at that point, right?
Not yet. Yeah, no. Yeah,
it's
I had
a big
actually...
spot to throw you into with that probably, I mean, that had to make you feel like they were confident in you at least.
Yeah, it did, for sure. You're absolutely right about that. It definitely gave me a little more confidence and a little more reassurance that, you know, this will work out, even though it takes time to, figure out that end of things when it comes to contracts and, terms and all that stuff. It can take a little while, but yeah, definitely seeing the spot that I was filling out was very promising. And it was a good feeling, but it's like, you know, everything changes. You never know what you're going to get in wrestling. And now, you know, I'm having to sort of reassess again, post lifeblood, with the way that things have shaken out, especially now. As you said, right now, it's kind of whittled down to really just Mark Haskins and I with, you know, an association with Bandido. But both of those guys can't even come into the country. So that's, it's another reason why now this pure tournament is like a perfect window of opportunity where, you know, it's all on me now, essentially.
So as we did see the lifeblood stable kind of dwindle pretty quickly. Tennille was gone in short order. How did you feel seeing that? And like, what were you told either by ROH or those people individually about kind of leaving the company or leaving lifeblood?
I don't know. I mean, it's just the way wrestling works. I mean, you know, things take people in different directions all the time. There's definitely no, I don't mean for this to be a pun, but there was no bad blood between anybody. It's just, I think everybody understands that, you never quite know what card you're going to draw in your career and what the next turn where it's going to take you. And it was just the way things shook out that it seemed like, you know, one by one, everybody involved in the group had something that was sort of taking them away from it or taking them away from Ring of Honor. And you just got to play with the hand that you're dealt. And I think we were really still in the process of figuring out what that meant and what, you know, what our next move was when everything shut down, the pandemic. It was still very much a work in progress. So, I've been saying, you know, that I look at a lot of that as sort of a bit of a failure because, you know, we came into Lifeblood with a goal. Our goal was like to restore honor to this company and make it, you know, look like the Ring of Honor that we all knew and loved, and to, you know, bring those values that we thought made Ring of Honor what it was to the company and, you know, be the like shining example of what that is. And with all the difficulties that got thrown our way with the group and with things really split.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't feel that we had fully accomplished that yet. By the time that everything had shut down, we really hadn't accomplished it yet. So I'm just trying to look forward to, you know, what I can do to find that goal and realize that goal in the future.
While Lifeblood is, as you mentioned, a little bit different now, are you all open to expanding that at all and kind of making it resemble more of what it originally was, or do you like it kind of how it is?
I think we're going to have to kind of wait and see. Because with everything changing the way it is, I mean, opportunities are presenting themselves for really different sort of paths in Ring of Honor. And I think especially now with the way things are and with people being limited to whether or not they can even come in and wrestle here, it's like, yeah, you absolutely have to sort of keep your eyes open and look at maybe who else could fit those values or what other ways you could get that job done. And so, yeah, my eyes are definitely open on who's active, who I think fits that mold. I mean, I've always got my eyes on the independents still. I definitely keep up with everything and watch everybody. I'm keeping an eye on the people that I saw potential in even when I was still there and seeing how they're growing. I think it's, you know, awesome to see people like Wheeler Utah debuting in Ring of Honor in the Pure Tournament. That's definitely somebody who I think embodies those values, and I'm really glad to see him getting that spot and getting that opportunity. And hopefully, you know, somebody like that can build on it, you know, the way that I've been able to build on it and really carve out a spot for themselves here in Ring of Honor. And, somebody like that is definitely somebody I'd have my eye on.
I've heard from a lot of Ring of Honor wrestlers about how happy they are with how the company treated them during the pandemic. There was a lot of uncertainty, and I've heard a lot of positive things. What has your experience been during that time? Because I'm sure that when all this started, you're like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. And I think everybody was in everywhere, whether in wrestling or anywhere. So it was very much a relief and, something that I could, feel proud and comfortable and happy about, that the company was so reassuring and responsible with the way that they'd handle everything. And that's not a comparison to the way that any company has handled it. I think, I was, certainly watching my friends who were wrestling every week and, being sort of jealous of the fact that, they were able to do it. But at the same time, it was like, I was so glad to go the safer route and to have the company really take care of everybody. And I thought that was, It was really nice to see in wrestling, which is sometimes known as like a carny industry or like a sort of cutthroat entertainment industry kind of atmosphere. And it was so much not that. And it was so nice to see a company like that sort of take care of everybody. Especially even people that weren't, signed to contracts, that were booked for dates that got canceled, they still got paid, which is sort of like, a little bit unheard of. And it was very nice to see that sort of thing happening in wrestling.
Another thing that I've heard about a lot from Ring of Honor wrestlers, and I don't know when this was, it might have been last year for all I know, but I was told about this meeting that Ring of Honor flew like everybody in to headquarters for, and they took all this input from these wrestlers and have had some say, yeah, if we threw out 140 ideas, I'd say that 100 were implemented. Did you attend that meeting, and what was your experience there? Because it seems like it's been unanimously positive.
Yeah, I was there, and I thought it was, a really bold step to take to really, like, you know, make everybody aware that, like, you know, your value is, your input is valued here. And I remember there was like a board, the whole wall was a whiteboard that was just, you know, filled with ideas, and it's a lot to manage and it's a lot to take in. It could probably be easier as management to just sort of say, like, this is how we're doing things. You know, you're the talent. This is how we're doing it. Deal with it. But instead it was kind of the opposite. And, you know, like people said, they took in so much input and have really tried to find ways to implement it. Even now when everything is different and everything is changing and we're all scrambling, it's, you know, still we see those things sort of being changed and taken care of. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I feel very positive about that aspect of things. And I think now that things have sort of shut down and things have sort of come to a pause, it's a perfect time for the company and everybody involved to, like, get off on the right foot going forward and sort of, you know, restart things and look at it as, like, it's only up from here.
Before everything shut down, it seemed like Ring of Honor was kind of back to working with some other companies. NWA looked like it was back on the right track with Japan after some time away a little bit. How do you feel about those partnerships? Do you give much thought to it?
I think it's a great thing that ROH has, that, you know, that was certainly part of what appealed to me when I came here, aside from the fact that, you know, it's Ring of Honor. I feel like this is where I should be, you know, aspiring to go. This is the like sort of place for me to really realize my potential. Also, you know, the relationships that they have with places like New Japan Pro Wrestling were also very appealing to me. And when I was first sort of finding my spot in Ring of Honor, that the opportunity presented itself to tour with New Japan on their USA tour, which was a great opportunity. And yeah, it's nice to see that relationship start to sort of look like it's, you know, reforming in some way. Obviously there are challenges now with any sort of international relationship when you can't fly out of the country or fly into the country. But I think that's one of the great things about Ring of Honor, and I'm glad to see it sort of being sort of rekindled.
You also spent a lot of time in Evolve. We've heard that Evolve sold to WWE. Any thoughts about that? How did you feel when you heard that? Because, I mean, like I said, you spent quite a bit of time there.
Yeah, I think it was like a sort of bittersweet moment, sort of, because I really valued my time at Evolve. I think it was a huge stepping stone in my career, and not to refer to it as just a stepping stone, but, you know, it was a great platform. It was a great, I feel like it elevated me and it elevated a lot of people in that same way. And, you know, with it being fully acquired by WWE, it's sort of no longer going to be able to have that position in wrestling anymore. So hopefully, you know, some other place will step up and fill that role. I think, you know, Beyond Wrestling is another place where people are really sort of elevating themselves and realizing, you know, who they are in wrestling and being given the freedom to do that, which I think was a huge part of what we were given in Evolve, was the freedom to do what we thought, you know, best suited us. Like when Gulak and I formed Catchpoint in Evolve, yeah, you know, that was all us. That was an idea that, you know, Drew and I had that we were able to fully flesh out in Evolve because, you know, they trusted us. So to see it sort of no longer exist in that way, yeah, is a little sad, but it's also, it must be sort of validating to, you know, have, you know, a larger company like that acknowledge that and want to, you know, engulf you in that way. It's like, it's sort of very, it's a confirmation that they were absolutely one of the biggest launching pads in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, look at the track record. I mean, it used to be like you would see a roster and like everybody would have worked for TNA or Ring of Honor. And now, like, a significant percentage just all worked for Evolve. And that was just the way it was. As we wrap up, are you into gaming? Were you ever a wrestling gamer when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a kid, huge. And I mean, from that time frame, from like the 90s and early 2000s and everything, I probably know among the most about sort of wrestling video games that you can. Nowadays, I haven't had all that much time to play video games, but during this pandemic, it's definitely fired back up and I'm getting back into it. For sure. Yeah. But I think you didn't ask me, but if I had to say,
I know what you're about to say and I was about to ask you. So,
well, I'm just going to say the best wrestling video game of all time was Giant Gram 2000 for the Sega Dreamcast.
I've never heard of that.
It's very good. It's All Japan Pro Wrestling around the time when Noah was first starting to form, but still had the full roster of
Yeah, that was guys. AJPW3 overseas. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Giant Gram 2000 was, it's hard to get into, but if you're somebody who likes wrestling for like that sort of style of wrestling, like the All Japan, like King's Road style, the counters and the fire ups and all of that, they incorporated all of that into a video game engine, I think, perfectly. And so it's very nice because I'm just going to nerd out here, but like the problem with wrestling video games is that like everybody likes wrestling for like good matches, right? A lot of the time, like you want to see like an epic contest with like a great, like, you know, all these like peaks and valleys and all that stuff. And, but the other thing is like in video games, you're usually playing to win. So those two don't always mix up well, you know, but like in Giant Gram, they found a way to keep like a competitive arcade game with an engine that like makes good wrestling happen. So definitely check that one out if you can find it.
So were you more of like a simulation gamer or an arcade gamer? Because there are some people, like a lot of football players, they don't want to play NFL Blitz. They want to play Madden type of thing. For me, I was a little bit of both. Like I would love to fire up Saturday Night Slam Masters and I would love like WCW Revenge. Either one was good with me.
Yeah, I agree. But I think definitely as like a big like wrestling nerd who like was really into like the epic matches, I think the simulation stuff sort of more appealed to me. The Fire Pro Wrestlings and the Giant Grams. Even though Giant Grams is very arcadey, but yeah, for sure.
Is that a goal of yours to end up in a video game or something at this stage of your career? Like, it's a nice perk, but no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a goal. It's tough to like have those goals at a certain point because before you know it, like things are just sort of like happening that like you didn't even like take the time to really say like, oh, I wish that would happen. It's just like all of a sudden like these things in your career are happening. And you're like, oh, wow, like that just happened. I should have looked at that as like this like big goal. So maybe it's something that'll happen in hindsight. If one day I happen to end up in a video game, maybe it'll hit me like, oh my God, this is like insane. It's one of those things that, you know, you saw as like a kid and then like eventually you're like living it. It's just sort of insane. So yeah, it's definitely a goal. And I think it's also really, it's amazing and flattering and very cool when anybody like creates you in a video game. I think is like one of the like neatest things like about being a wrestler is just like, it's so crazy to see if anybody like goes through the trouble of like creating you in their video game. It's super awesome.
And the way things are, like, I mean, quite frankly, some of the people that make these characters on their own make them more accurate than some of the people that get face scanned in, which is wild to me to even think that that's possible because their actual face got scanned in and somebody's sitting at home morphing your nose, your cheeks, all that, and they make it look even better. That's wild because it was not like that when you and I were both growing up.
Right. No, yeah, it's super impressive and amazing to see. So it's almost like you already have been in a video game when that happens, because like you said, sometimes it looks better than the guys that were actually like modeled into the game. So yeah, it almost feels like it's already happened.
So as we wrap up, let the people know where they can follow you on social media.
You can follow me at @sauce_Williams if you like. And you know, thanks very much for having me, Sean. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, guys, check out the ROH Pure Tournament, Pure Wrestling Tournament. I am so excited for it. Gets kicked off this weekend. You can watch all their stuff on ROH Honor Club. And to check your local listings. Until next time, guys, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.